Good evening. Each year, about 45% of Americans make New Year's resolutions. 38% of Americans never make New Year's resolutions, and the other percentage in there infrequently make those resolutions. And only 8% of the people who make resolutions are successful, in the resolution. Only 8%. I like to think of resolutions as declarations of war. You are stating what you're wanting to do, stating what you are fighting for. But that statement is not the victory. The victory comes with each daily battle. One reason why people may not fulfill their resolutions is because they're not diligent. In order to fulfill a resolution or a long-term goal, the everyday battle must be won. No matter when you make a resolution or you decide you want to change something, you need diligence, faith, and hope. We're called to be diligent, aren't we? 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. Here, Paul is telling Timothy to be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hebrews 4 and verse 11. For context, we're going to go to chapter 3 and verse 16. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Then 4:11. Let us therefore, because of the rest that God promises, which is heaven, be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. Then Hebrews 11, verse 6, 11 and verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And lastly, 2 Peter 3 and 14. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, the coming of Christ, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Tonight I want to focus on a concept found in Hebrews 11 verse 6, and verse 6, which is diligently seeking God. Last Sunday, Tim said in his Lord's Table devotional that we need to make God our resolution, that we need to have resolve to follow God. What is resolve? Resolve is a characteristic, it's a mindset. A mindset that is determined to do something, no matter what the cost or the challenges. We need to have a resolute, unwavering belief in God. In order to have resolve, we need to have faith. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please God. We also have to have hope that we will achieve whatever goal we have in mind. Hebrews 4 and 11. And we also need to be diligent, persistent in our belief and practice of what God has taught us. Resolve includes all of these things. Are you resolute? God should be the first priority for us. He should be the number one goal that we have. Do we diligently seek God? Do we diligently seek to please him and do as he asks? Each day we need to renew our diligence, renew our resolve. The Bible is full of instruction for us and full of resolutions that we must make. I picked out several that came to mind and popped out to me. The first is in Romans 12 and verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Abhor the evil in the world and the evil inside us. Notice the sin and see it for what it is. Yet we are to love and cling to what is good. Cling to, hold on to the fact that although there is sin in the world, there is also good. Hold fast to the goodness of God's word and his promises. The good which is in the world is because of God. Cling to God. The more we cling to him, the more we abhor sin. Are you committed to abhorring sin, to abhorring evil? Are you committed to abhorring the sin in your life? I readily abhor murder, pedophilia, homosexuality, things like that. But do I readily abhor the sin in my life, the evil in my life? Proverbs 3 and verse 5. I'll just... Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Because God is good and because he has given us salvation and has died for us, we need to trust him. Not just with a little bit of our trust, but with all of our trust, with all of our heart. Are you committed to trusting God? When times go bad, are you committed to trusting him? Even when times aren't going bad, are you committed to trusting him? Do you spend time with him through prayer? Are you committed to trusting him? Are you committed to leaning on him and not on your own understanding? Romans 12 and verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Here we find that we are not only to be transformed through God, but we are to prove the good, perfect, and acceptable will of God through our lives. Are you committed to that? Are you committed to not being conformed to this world? Do you have resolve to stand up against the pleasures this world offers? Matthew 5, verse 44. Actually, starting verse 43. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Are we determined to love everyone? That's a hard thing to do. It's hard for us to do good to those who hate us and persecute us. A lot of the time our pride gets in the way. But Christ did it. We were among those who hated him and persecuted him because we sinned. Yet he loved us and paid the ultimate price. He did it for us. Are you determined? Are you resolute in your love, unwavering in your love? Matthew 16, verses 24 to 27. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Are you determined to follow Christ, no matter the cost? Jesus says that if we want to be with him, we must deny ourselves. Again, a hard thing to do. We must essentially give up our lives, give up our desire to control our lives through our pleasures and desires. We must give up our lives, our time, to him. Jesus says we must bear our cross and follow him. Are you willing to bear the load? How far are you willing to go for God? Jesus said that if anyone loves their father, mother, brother, or sister, or anything more than him, then he is not worthy of him. What are you willing to give up for God? 5 minutes of your day, a few hours in the week. Do you know what he gave up for you? Do you know how far he went for you? He left heaven for you. He endured this life and all of its pains for you. He endured temptations and overcame them for you. He wept and sweat blood for you. He endured lashings for you. He endured mocking for you. He was nailed to a cross for you. He died for you. He rose again for you, and he offers salvation for you. That is how far he's willing to go. That is how far he went. He was determined. He was resolved. Are you determined? Are you resolved? Romans 1 and verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. Are you ashamed of the gospel of Christ? Paul wasn't ashamed. Peter wasn't ashamed. John wasn't ashamed. They were resolute in their belief that the Bible is the word of God. Are you resolute, unwavering in your belief of the Bible? What will it take to make you resolute? Going back to Matthew 16 and verse 25, how far are you willing to go? Are you willing to follow the Bible wherever it leads? To believe and follow in whatever implications it holds? This book is for us. It is not for God, it is for us. For us to understand his will, that we might dwell with him. Everything in it is for our good. Are you willing to accept that? Are you willing to give up whatever it asks you to give up? How resolute are you in the belief of the gospel? 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 9. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are present from the Lord. We are absent, sorry, from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him. Is this your aim, your goal, your resolution to be well-pleasing to him? We have faith that we will be present with God. We have hope that we will be swallowed up in Jesus' life, confident in the promise. We need the diligence. We need the resolve, the will, the strong intention to do something and carry through with it. We need to make it our aim to always be pleasing to the Lord. Are you resolved to God? He has given you so much, and our resolve should be easy, shouldn't it? Because He has given us sufficient faith and sufficient hope. Are you resolved? Ephesians 4 and verse 29. Also 31 through 32 in that chapter. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Then 31. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Are you willing to give up your word usage for God? Words have an interesting effect on others and ourselves. It can embolden others to feel certain things and even say certain words. The words we use also have an effect on us. Certain words can make us feel powerful, superior, included, or valued. And that all depends on the situation and the people you're with. But are you willing to give up corrupt words? Those are the ones that make us feel those things most of the time. And oftentimes, those are the ones that have bad effects on us and others. Paul also mentioned something here that relates to brotherly love. Are you resolved to consider your brother and sister in everything you do, even if you don't understand what is going on? We need to be kind to one another and be sympathetic. Romans 12 and verse 10, Paul says that we are to be kindly affectionate to one another and honor, giving preference to one another. Are you devoted to loving the brethren? 1 John 4 and verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. And then chapter 3 and verse 14. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who doesn't love his brother abides in death. We need to love one another no matter the cost. Are you resolved to do that? Are you committed to loving the brethren? The last reference I have is in James 1, verses 19 through 20. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. How often do you do those things? Personally, I don't do them very often. I hear with my emotions first, instead of listening to what the person is really saying. And these are hard things to do because we feel emotions so strongly. It is hard to hold them back. Are we committed to producing the righteousness of God? Again, what are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up your pleasures for Christ? All of these things and many more found in the Bible are what God asks us to be determined to do, to be resolute in our belief of and practice of them. It seems like a lot, doesn't it? It is. It is a lot. It's a lot to do and very hard things to accomplish. But what are we told in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57? But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ has given us the victory. All of these things and the many, many more found in the Bible, all of these Christ has already won the battle for. He won the battle when he died and rose again. You would be right to say that you can't do these things, because it is not just you doing them. God is working with us. With God, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. In Destry's lesson a couple weeks ago, he used the verse Joshua 24 and 15. I'd like to turn there and read that. Joshua 24 and 15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Destry said that we need to start each day choosing whether to serve God. We need to decide each day what we believe. Each day, we need to make a resolution again. What resolution? The resolution to follow God. We need to be resolute. We need to be diligent. We need to be determined. Why? Because there's someone else who's also very determined and very resolute. Because our adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We need to decide each day if we will serve our desires or our God. We sing the song, I'm Resolved. And I'm going to read a few verses out of that song. I'm resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin in strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words of life. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth, he is a living way. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. Are you resolved? Jesus was resolved. God is resolved. He made his promise. He was diligent to fulfill it. Diligent to the point of the cross, to the point of torture, to the point of death. How diligent are you? Are you willing to give up your time, your desires, your life for God? How far are you willing to go? Remember how far he went. Remember how diligent he was. He gave up the splendors of heaven. He experienced pain like we have never experienced. He gave up his life for you. He showed us how far he's willing to go, and he went there. He has given us salvation. He is the meaning of resolute, of diligence, of commitment. Let us diligently seek him. Let us be resolute in our faith, not just publicly, but more importantly, privately. Let us be resolute and look Satan in the eyes and tell him we serve a far greater master. there is a war on, and we must fight the battles each day. But Jesus has already won the war. We need to decide each day whether or not we are on his side, whether or not we will serve him or ourselves. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. Therefore, because of all these things, because Christ has died and was diligent, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We need to be steadfast, immovable. We need to be resolute. Why? Not only because of Satan, but because of our love for our Lord, Savior, and God. Let us make our resolutions to God, to have a resolute heart and a diligent will, that we may be able to enter the rest he was so diligent to offer us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. He is the example of resolute. He is the example of commitment. Let us look to him and learn from him, that we may live a more resolute life for him. If you're here today and you want to make your resolution to God, make your commitment to him, to serve him, to enter that rest with him, I invite you to come forward as we stand and sing.